Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. And I have a follow-up on the last program that I did. A little bit of a sad follow-up. The card that I talked about before, the HDMI card, is a disappointment. And I'm going to show you why in some examples right now. All right, we're recording with the camcorder over here. And moving it around, see what's happening. There we go. And I'm now going to switch to the camera, which is over here, back and forth. See what that looks like. Obviously, it's trying to focus on the microphone. Let me move there. All right, this is a test recording. We're recording with the camera. I'm going to switch over to the camcorder. And we obviously have these two inputs. We have cables on the other two inputs. And that will show us what we've got once I switch back and we see the exposure from here. That is one thing. The camera here is set to a 60th of a second, whereas the camera over here, well, no, it's set to a 60th of a second, so it's the same. So that is a good test. That's a valid test. So it's just a matter now of seeing if the A5100 will hold the image. It looks like it's skipping when I turn my head. As you can see, the card was having a problem just when I moved my head. It was kind of jumping and staggering, okay? The problem appears to me to be, and this is just a theory, okay? I don't know anything about chip design, creating these kinds of cards, whatever. But if I had to hazard a guess, I think maybe what they have done is created a bus that's maybe like a USB bus. Essentially like they've taken the Camlink USB type HDMI circuitry, put it on a board with four ports, but only using one USB bus. And like I said, this is just a guess. The upshot of all of this is that if you set the card with four ports and you set one of the ports, all of the other ports take on those settings. If you try to set another port, all of the ports take on those settings. Okay, so each port is not uniquely able to be set to a different resolution, a different speed, for lack of better, frames per second, etc. This is a problem. All right, not only is that a problem, I think that until I loaded the card with multiple inputs, in other words, multiple cameras, I didn't see this hesitation that we saw in that test video that I did a few days ago. Like I said, this is disappointing. I have come up with a solution for my particular studio here, and that is this card. If I can get the shiny off of it there. This is the StarTech USB card. You say, but Dr. Bill, we're talking about an HDMI card. Yeah, we are. But given that that appears not to be workable, this particular card, what I've decided to do is this. Go with this card. As you can see, it has four USB ports. Now, remember, this is USB ports, not HDMI ports, okay? But each port has a separate controller. And the way the card is designed, it even has separate power. It has the old style DIN connector or the newer style SATA type connector. Only use one of those, not both, when you go into your computer and set this up. Just get power to it, because you want to be able to have your USB devices powered through this card. Now, the nice thing about this is each port is separately set up so that it is not on its own, so that it is on its own separate USB bus, okay? Now, the problem with my current computer situation before putting this card into it is that it only has one USB bus that is a 3.0 bus for USB, and I've got a lot of USB devices on it, so it causes the Cam Link to lag a little bit. Now, the performance can't be what it could be if it had a dedicated port with a dedicated connection straight into the back plane of the computer. You see what I'm saying? So this card will give me that. Each individual USB port will have its own direct connection to the back plane and will be separate from all the other connections. So that's what I've decided to do. Go back to the Cam Link, but using a dedicated port through this new card. I'm really disappointed in the HDMI card, the way it turned out. I'm going to be returning it, but I wanted to let you know this because I didn't want you to run out and buy it after me getting all excited that it looked like it was going to work. All right, gang, this is another report on what's happening with the cards, and you're not going to like it. The StarTech card, which I have here, did not work very well. It locked up my system. So I took it out, put it back in the box to return. I tried to wrap this back in its plastic, which doesn't make any sense to try to do, but there you go. The other card, I'm trying to get it here where it'll stay in focus near my face. The HDMI card, nope, no go. So there you go. Pretty much a totally failed experiment. So I will keep trying to fix this situation. What happened on the StarTech card, by the way, is this. It's an old card. The latest supported operating system is really Windows 8 Vista. What can you say about StarTech? They're not updating their drivers like they should. What are you going to do? So I'm back to where I was. And I'm tired. And I'm grumpy. I'm more of a curmudgeon than ever. But I'm trying to keep my sense of humor about it. So join me again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.